tell you what, in the middle of your Black Friday shopping, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and Giving Tuesday, let's not forget about Worship Sunday. Amen. Hey, friend, it is so good to see you. Welcome to Sunday Worship on this November 29th. I am your host, Joey Kroll. It is, Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you and your family, a blessed Thanksgiving. Welcome to Sunday Worship. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And as annual tradition, we play Christ-centered Christmas music right after Thanksgiving. So let's start things off here this morning with Avalon and Joy to the World right here on Sunday Worship. That's right. We've come to magnify the name of Jesus. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll here with you. And I'll tell you what, when you look at today's headlines, the news stories, you just think, what in the world is going on? And I love what Dr. David Jeremiah said one time. He says, in reading our newspapers today, we can see how God is setting the table, getting everything in order, preparing the way for Christ to return. Listening to Sunday Worship.
I'm sure he must have been surprised where this road had taken him, 'cause never in a million standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come alive. And Joseph said, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why here inside this stable filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not a one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to say the word. To think of how it could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far. And as he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Inside this stable filled with hay, why her? She's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not a one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to say. Such a strange way to say the word. This is such a strange way, such a strange way, a strange way to say the word. Oh,
you're having yourself a wonderful Thanksgiving Day weekend. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll here with you. Psalm 107:29 says, he calms the storm so that its waves are still. And Richard Wurmbrand, a Romanian Jewish believer and an amazing man of God, spent 14 years in communist prisons where he was tortured brutally for his faith and then lived to tell about it. In his book, The Oracles of God, he writes about acquiring inner peace, and he tells the following story. He says, during a storm at sea, when a ship was being tossed to and fro by the angry waves, the wife of a naval officer asked her husband, how can you be so calm in such a storm? And he drew his sword and pointed it at his wife and asked, why are you so calm and unafraid? And surprised, she protested, why should I be afraid? The sword is in the hand of my husband, who loves me too much to harm me. And her husband smiled and said, this is the source of my calm too. The wind and the waves are in the hands of my loving father. Why should I be afraid? Friend, you may be going through a storm right now, but let's remember that we are in the hands of our loving Father. He's right here with us, and he's going to get us through whatever it is that we're going through. Psalm 107:29, he calms the storm so that its waves are still.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin. So tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly
listening to Sunday Worship.
We saw a star and followed it from the east. We've come so far to get here. We held one hope that we might find a key. How could we know that he would be God with us? Emmanuel, come to us. The King of Israel abides with us in this little eternal one born.
this baby child is God with us. We brought him gold and frankincense and myrrh when riches untold he left behind. We brought our best to celebrate a king who'd left his throne so he could be God with us. Emmanuel, come to us, the King of Israel abides with us in this little boy who could know we'd find mortal and mystery somehow intertwined. This baby child is God with us. Prepare to meet the Lord. And in all my wildest hopes, I never even dreamed what the star was truly pointing toward. Who the star was truly shining for.
Friend, I pray that you are staying nice and warm here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Psalm 119:105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." The word of God, friend, gives us light. The word of God. I love what Charles Spurgeon said. The word of God is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. All you have to do is let the lion loose, and the lion will defend itself.
Did it feel like a night and a friend? Then at least a million before. Was there an air of expectation? Like there was some kind of something in store. Did the sky have to hold like the thunder? Did the moon find new reasons to glow? Could the children somehow sense the wonder? 2000 Decembers ago. Were the sheep as amazed as the shepherds at the new star that lit up the sky? Did the willow trees whisper excitement to the rivers and streams passing by? Did the joy ricochet off the mountains till it fills up the valleys below? Did all the world sense love abounding 2,000 Decembers ago? The glory they could not contain. Did anyone awake with the feeling of peace that they could not explain? Oh, the love must have been overwhelming as it warmed everyone and flowed. For all of the earth is still telling of 2,000 Decembers ago.
And Joy Williams and 2,000 Decembers ago, playing 100% Christmas music leading up and through Christmas Day. This is Great News Radio. You are listening to Sunday Worship. I am Joey Kroll. That clock over there is telling me that I need to hurry up. So in the meantime, just remember as you go out and about that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Have a blessed weekend.